You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Wednesday, March 20th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Carol Gregg. And Carol, how are you doing on this morning?
Just great. It's a great day to be at the swimming pool.
Yes, it is. The sun is out. It's a nice day out there. And you're talking about Fin and Fit Crookston. So what exactly is that? And what's your role with Fin and Fit?
Well, we started Fin and Fit a couple of months ago. And it was in response to a lot of changes that were happening at the swimming pool. We felt that we needed to do more to support the pool, because there are a lot of people who are huge fans of swimming and water activities. And so we started Fin and Fit Crookston so that we could do two things. One is to publicize and promote the pool, and we're trying to do on many levels. And we now have a Facebook page so that people can go to our Facebook page and find out what's happening with Fin and Fit and generally with the pool. We're also, and you've probably seen posters around town for what we call the pool-a-thon, and that's our big project that we're really putting a lot of energy in right now. And the purpose of the pool-a-thon is to fundraise. Our idea being that we want to raise money so that we can share some of the expenses with the city, because understandably, the city has a lot of priorities. And we're concerned because the pool has a lot of needs, so that those things get addressed and taken care of, and so that the pool can continue to provide a safe and you know, healthy environment for people to come and swim.
What's the significance of having the pool in a town like Crookston?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. Actually, the pool is such an enormous asset to the city, and there are people here in town that don't even know we have a pool. But one of the things about the pool, I mean, there are many things about the pool that are unique even to swimming pools in general. Our pool is probably one of the largest in the area. It's a 25-meter pool with 8 lanes, so there's a lot of room for people to, you know, do their sports. And even during open swim, I mean, it takes a big crowd to really fill that pool. We also have a diving tank, which is another thing that is quite unusual. We have, you know, 2 boards on the diving tank. And I know kids just love that first time that they jump off the high board. I can remember watching my kids, and of course, my heart was beating and thinking, oh, are they going to make it? You know, but it's a great, fun thing. We also have spectator area, because for many years we had competitive swimming teams at the high school. And so there's room for people to sit, or for parents coming with open swim. It's nice to have room where they can be and where they can see their kids.
And Fin and Fit Crookston, this is something that was new created. So how did this come together?
It basically came together because of talking with Andrea Prudham, who has been overseeing the pool day to day since our last pool director left around Christmas time, I believe. But Andrea has really taken the reins and done a great job of promoting. And we talk all the time, because I'm a regular at the pool. And she was talking about money, which is always a concern. And that's kind of how we came up with it initially, to think about how we could help the pool to continue.
What's the goal for Fin and Fit? Or is there a goal?
The goal, you mean a monetary goal?
No, just like what are your guys' values in creating Fin and Fit, and what are you guys hoping to, you know, get out of creating this new Fin and Fit? And, you know, you talked about raising awareness to the pool, but why should there be more awareness to the pool? What should people be doing at the pool? You know, are you guys hoping to host birthday parties or things of that nature? What are some of those kind of goals?
Okay, well, one of the things that was kind of an eye-opener for me as we started in this was how widespread the support is for the pool. People come from Red Lake Falls and Fertile and Fauston and even Grand Forks, Warren, to use our pool. And so creating a broader awareness about the facility that we have that is unique is a huge thing, because the more people that use the pool, obviously the more income we have, and the greater the possibility is for sustainability. Understandably and admittedly, the pool has not always had adequate care, and so there's a lot of things that need to be addressed.
What are some of those things?
The city has done numbers of studies about the pool and trying to determine exactly what direction to go with the pool. So I'm just saying in a broad way, there are a number of structural issues and there are a number of mechanical issues. And then until lately, actually, the personnel has been difficult. But I know that Andrea has really been working to recruit lifeguards, and my understanding is that a number of new people are interested in that. And now we have a new lifeguard supervisor who started on Monday. And I have to admit, I did ask her to come with me to introduce herself today, but understandably, she's very new in her job and was not comfortable in doing that. But having that leadership, I think, is going to be really key to develop and grow the pool community.
And especially having people coming in from not just Crookston, but as you mentioned, some of the other areas, I'm imagining that's got to be very important to having the pool continue to get better and better.
Right, right. And even comparing our pool to some other pools, many pools don't have deep water. So our pool is 25 meter and, shallow to deep is pretty significant adjustment. And, for a swimmer, that's important. And it's a definite plus. And if you've swum in other area pools, most of them, I think, are maybe maximum 5 feet. And it's not quite as much fun.
Mm-hmm. yeah, understandable. You mentioned that there will be pool-a-thon coming up. Are you guys hoping to be able to host, more and more events, down the road?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about other ideas. Right now we're trying to get our volunteers sorted out and exactly how this is going to work, because obviously we haven't done this before. The goal in doing the pool-a-thon is to get as many people in the water as possible, and that's why it's not a traditional swim-a-thon in that people don't commit to swim so many laps or that sort of thing. Rather, the idea is that each team gets in the water for a period of time and basically enjoys the water. We are encouraging, however, because some people really respond well to competition, so... maybe the KRX studio could host two teams and, vie one team against another so that and see who can, do more laps or swim faster or, that sort of thing. So, those kinds of things just make it more fun for some people, and some people just need the extra incentive of competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a literal opportunity to dip your toe in the water, if you will.
Exactly.
What's the date for that?
That's April 20th. It's a Saturday.
All right, and we'll be chatting about that more down the road, but it's good that you guys are hosting this type of event, and is this almost... in a sense, kind of like a trial run as well, to see like what goes well by hosting an event at the pool and what you guys can learn on for future events.
Exactly. And, another thing to keep in mind is the Central Park campgrounds are going to be open this summer, and having the pool just so conveniently located, it should create some excitement there as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be, do you guys have any other events planned, at least for the near future?
Well, we've got an a number of things that we're working on. Obviously, right now the pool-a-thon is taking most of our energy, but starting on April 26th, on every fourth Friday of the month, we're going to have free swim for veterans and their immediate families. So that's going to be a really neat thing to do, and well-deserved, of course. I'm also working on a life jacket collection because, you know, life jackets are kind of a different aspect of water safety, but very definitely related to what we do. And so if some of the if there's a listener out there who wants to be involved in the life jacket collection, I think it's a fairly straightforward project, but it's a great time to be doing it as people are starting to think about getting out on the lake and being on the water.
Yeah, and life jackets and safety overall, that's got to be a very, very big thing, especially with swimming.
Right. There's a lot of aspects around being in the water that encourage people to be healthy, not only with swimming and water activities, but also with it's just a lifestyle thing. Mm-hmm. And because we have a lot of people in our area who are very close to the lakes and so on, you know, getting your basics here at the pool is, you know, a life-saving situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, can promote good fitness too for people of all ages.
Right. Because one thing about the pool, it's for all sizes and all ages. We have a ramp into the pool, so for those who have difficulty, you know, like on the ladder sides and so on, getting in and out, we have that access. And they also have I don't know what you call them, but they're tools for when they have young children in the water, especially for lessons, so that the kids are aren't in such deep water. Mm-hmm. So that there's a concern. So that, you know, and they've done a number of things around the pool to increase access and safety. They've put rails around, you know, in the changing areas, and just generally tried to be very proactive in terms of safety.
All right. And so we're talking with Carol Gregg from Fin and Fit Crookston. And again, let's go over exactly what Fin and Fit is, since this is so new.
Okay, Fin and Fit is an organization that is aimed at promoting and publicizing the pool and the use of the pool, and also sharing the cost of essential equipment with the city of Crookston. The city of Crookston, by the way, is the owner of the pool. So we're like a support group to them, similar to Blue Line Club or you know, one of those other UMC team backers, you know, supporting and, you know, giving the pool the energy, some energy that it needs, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is something that seems like you're very passionate about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way for other people who might be, you know, who share that same passion to get involved, or maybe to follow along on social media, get contact info?
We have a Facebook page, and we're working on a website. So, trying to get the word out. We're also, I would say, in terms of getting in touch, the best thing. We also have an email address if you want to go to that, and that information is on Facebook as well. Right now, you know, we certainly want to get more people involved. We may not be able to do that in a really effective way just because of trying to do maybe a lot of things at the same time as we're just launching. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that'll be coming along really quickly, and the more.
Yeah, and especially once you guys kind of hit the ground running, especially once you get that first event going, and then maybe then you'll be looking at more people trying to get involved and all that overall support.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we need to develop some leadership. And so, another aspect that I wanted to mention, you know, in terms of the pool-a-thon, and I will bring this up when we come back, But we're also looking to develop an online pool-a-thon so that people who don't live in Crookston can also support that project. Mm-hmm. And that could actually be an ongoing event.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got lots of goals, lots of projects, and we're just going to keep plugging along.
All the exciting stuff right at the beginning of launching a new thing like this, right?
Right, right.
Is the pool open now?
The pool is open for lap swim and aqua,
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, and you have the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yep. From 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, there's lap swim. From 9 to 10 a.m., there's aqua aerobics. From 2 to 4 p.m. on Monday through Friday, homeschool open swim. And then from 6 to 8 p.m., it's lap and open swim. And then also open on Saturdays, too, for open swim. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then there's a party rental block, and you have to call for reservations from 2 to 6 on Saturdays, and it's closed on Sundays. So, but if people want to call for reservations, is there a good phone number for that?
I do know that that Andrea's booked a lot of, like, especially birthday parties. What a great way to bring a bunch of kids and keep them active and engaged. So I don't know what the schedule is, but I do know that she regularly has a number of parties. So if you're thinking about a party, don't wait till the last minute, because you do need to make reservations in advance, because obviously she has to staff that. I also want to say that she just threw it out on Monday, because it was a no-school day for the kids, that there was open swim in the afternoon. So whenever she has been able to secure a lifeguard, she's been really willing to open the pool up. So keep in touch with, and now that's on the Park and Rec Facebook page. So if you watch that, that's where those kinds of things are gonna show up.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities, especially, are you guys trying to gear towards kids, trying to get them in the pool, or are you guys really gearing for people of all ages?
You know, the pool is so appropriate for everybody. So, yeah, we want kids in the pool, mostly because they'll bring their parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's why most of us got involved in the pool, is because our kids wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there any final thoughts that you might have before we wrap things up?
Well, I do want to just give a little hats off to Andrea Prudham, of course. I've mentioned her several times, but also to Jake Solberg at Park and Rec, and to Corky Reynolds, because, they have really encouraged and helped, especially through this last year. It's been a real tumultuous year for the pool, and we're still out there and we're still going, and thanks to those people and many others for that.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people have been involved in being instrumental into just helping this Fin and Fit Crookston, launch and keep the pool going, and hopefully there are really bright days ahead for the pool.
Yes, and our thinking is if everybody does a little, a lot happens.
Yep, absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. That's a perfect way to end this Valley Talk program. Carol, thank you very much for joining us talking about Fin and Fit Crookston, and we look forward to having you on in April to talk about the pool-a-thon, which should be an exciting event to really help launch Fin and Fit.
It's going to be fun.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol. As that was Carol Gregg from Fin and Fit Crookston on today's Valley Talk program. And now it's time to hear from the AP News.